the Ontario Association of Broadcasters Connection 2022 conference makes its hotly anticipated in-person return October 18th and 19th. On this episode of Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast, we're joined by Jody Brooker, this year's OAB conference chair, to talk about the industry's appetite to get back to the business of networking, programming a conference for a post-pandemic world, and more.
My name is Jody Brooker. I'm actually the OAB conference chair for this year's Connection 2022 conference in person. And I'm also a board of directors on the OAB board. I've been here at Quinte Broadcasting, which is located on the beautiful Bay of Quinte in Belleville, Ontario. I've been here 25 years, actually. I started out as a junior sales rep. I think I started out with about 7 accounts. And year after year, I just kept building and growing. I became the president of the Women's Sales and Ad Club. I became president of the Belleville District Chamber of Commerce. Got involved with our community as much as I could, did lots of charity events, and absolutely am a diehard radio lover. I mean, this is in my blood for sure. And now I'm the general sales manager here at the radio station. We have 3 stations, Mix 97, Rock 107, and 800 CJBQ. CJBQ has been on the air for over 78 years. We are still a beautifully privately owned station, and the Morton family are just amazing people to work for. And I can say that wholeheartedly. They're a great company to work for down in Belleville here.
So this event is usually held in November, but OAB has chosen a new venue this year. Do you want to talk, Jody, about all the planning that went into making your in-person return?
Yeah, it was long discussions actually between our entire board of the OAB and then down to the committee chairs. There's a big group of people that have planned this. We've been working all year on this. The big decision to go in person, well, we felt it was time. I mean, the conference is always a high point of the industry. There is definitely an appetite for in-person now. People are just itching to get out and shake hands and see people and share ideas. And this is where we've been missing and lacking. We did a fantastic online version last year, and we feel very, very happy about how that all turned out. It was amazing. But this year, we really needed to get back at it. So we changed our venue. We're at the Hyatt in Mississauga, which is a beautiful venue. It's got a great ballroom, boardroom facility that we're going to be really celebrating the industry together.
Right. And a lot of the decisions that went into the new venue are related to ceiling height. And you've also capped the number of attendees this year at 200.
Yes. Despite how we've weathered the storm, if you will, with COVID and such, we've been very conscientious on the execution of having our in-person. So we've limited the numbers. We're still going to have a nice, healthy group of people there at the event. But we've got a very large venue that's got lots of room to move around, lots of space to spread out and feel comfortable and enjoy yourself at the same time. And hopefully, celebrate, like I said, celebrate the industry, but learn some things and get charged up and be excited to celebrate what we do every day.
From a programming perspective, now that we've come through the pandemic, did that influence your speakers lineup at all? Certainly there's a lot of emphasis on digital, but a lot of stations still have some staff working remotely. Can you talk about the discussion around the boardroom table that went into putting this year's lineup together?
Absolutely. The one big thing with us is, and I personally feel this way strongly as a salesperson in broadcast, is, we are radio companies first, and radio is the strong component, and programming and content and keeping engagement and retention is so important right now, more than ever that it's ever been. So it's been challenging. It's been challenging for all levels of broadcasters, whether you're a privately owned station or whether you're a larger station. It's all about reinventing the industry and keeping it alive with new ideas. So we've reached out to some amazing broadcasters to come and speak to us, give us some insight. We're very excited to have some morning shows come and talk about their successes of working together. The team from CHFI are going to be there. We've just got some amazing guest speakers. The one thing that's really exciting, Connie, is the fact that we're reaching out across all the way across the globe, and we're having a session about Australia and Australian broadcasters and their successes. And they're going to share some amazing information with us about what they're doing, and it's things that we can take home and use in our own broadcast companies. So we're very excited. Programmers, you know, PDs, owners, anyone that's going to attend is going to be really excited to hear that. Alan Cross, of course, he's going to be our moderator. And we've got Paul Amos and Ronnie Stanton. And they're going to talk. We've kind of coined it as the Wizards of Oz, so as in Australia. So we're quite excited about that. And it's just going to bring some new, fresh information and new ideas to us. And I think that's what we're all looking for. I think we're all looking at going home from this conference with some ideas in our basket.
The panel that really caught my eye this year was Creating Winning Radio Cultures, which mm-hmm. is something we've heard so much about over the last few months, and will feature a lot of programming and on-air talent like Troy Scott, Taz and Jim, Amanda Capito. How did that panel come together?
On our board and in our committees, we've got some amazing broadcasters like Doug Bingley, and, you know, he's the president right now, but he was very helpful with talking. We really brainstormed with our board, people like Ward Smith, Paul Thomas, Paul Avanov, all these fellas that are in broadcast that have got these radio stations, and we're all struggling at the same pace, trying to find out, what is the magic? How do we bring those people together and retain them at that? Because it's been, I can tell you personally speaking, over the past couple of years, it's been keeping the morale up in the industry as far as our announcer staff goes, our sales reps, our copywriters, our producers. So let's find out what these teams are doing to keep it alive, keep it fresh, keep it innovative. You know, I think we'll all learn something from them for sure. I'm really excited to hear what they all have to say.
Do you want to tease some of the other panels, Jody?
We are doing an advertising panel in our sales session, which is really great. And some of the people that will be listening to this may have heard of Tom Mahalik from Tom's Place. Kind of an amazing story, but he's a haberdasher. He's a diehard radio believer and advertiser. We also have Lindsay Glendening from OMD. She's part of an industry perspective. And Andy Coletti, who is a buyer for automotive. And for our account executives that are going to be attending this conference, it is the big question on how do we navigate dealing with agencies and clients and car dealerships? How do we navigate that on getting those ad dollars and retaining them? And you know what? Some people may know her. Madeline Hamilton is going to be taking us through some amazing sort of self-discovery, some communication skills, and some really great advice on how to work and deal with clients. Working with that is going to be a really big eye-opener for some of our veteran broadcaster sales reps, but even some of our juniors that are going to be attending. So that's really going to be a special day too.
One of the other highlights is that Bill Evanov is being posthumously inducted into the Ontario Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Our awards luncheon is always such a big celebration of the day. You know, we love it because we all come together and we really collaborate and get to really network with each other at that luncheon. But we do have some fabulous awards that we're going to be awarding some people during that luncheon. And of course, like you said, the big one is the OAB Hall of Fame winner of the late Bill Avanov, and to celebrate his legacy in broadcast. Of course, Paul Avanov will be present, and I know they're bringing some family and friends to this luncheon, and it'll be a really wonderful celebration of what Paul's done for us as a broadcaster in the country.
I understand there are still limited tickets left?
There are a few. Like I said, we've had an amazing response so far. We are down to the last crunch, obviously, next week. So I would say if anyone's listening, do get a hold of us right away. You will not be disappointed. I think the energy, the optimism, and the celebration of the event itself is just going to be so positive for staff and for management and owners. We've had some amazing sponsors that have come to the table too. I mean, I can't tell you and thank them so much, but these sponsors allow us to do these events. And, you know, of course, always stepping up is Factor. They step up and jump in for us every year. We got some new ones this year that was really exciting to hear from was Wide Orbit. Avanov Communications, obviously, they were just humbled and overwhelmed and thankful for, obviously, after the Hall of Fame Award winner was nominated, but Avanov came on as a gold sponsor just to really to help us out. And they've always been very generous. HD Radio sponsoring, Blackburn Media, TexGroove, V Creative, and Burley. There is absolutely so many to list. I can't sit and tell you them all, but people have stepped up. There is an appetite for this. They're excited. And what I want as the chair is for people to go home from this conference feeling life and feeling excited about our industry as much as I am still. And yes, we've had some hard times and we survived it and we're getting back on track. And there's only big things ahead. I think celebrating this in an in-person conference is we're due. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a wonderful next week's going to be an amazing event.
I'm looking forward to seeing everyone, Jody. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Connie. Can't wait to see you next week.
Learn more about Connection 2022 at oab.ca.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.